I would translate sin as unconsciousness. So you are slaves of unconsciousness. You are slaves of that. You are slaves of the conditioning of your mind. There's nothing personal in this, since it is the state of humanity based on thousands of years of human conditioning. Spiritual traditions speak of liberation, freedom, salvation, end of suffering, self-realization. Freedom from what? Freedom from mind. Freedom from an obsession with time, with past and future. Freedom from suffering, and freedom from a mentally derived sense of self, which forms the story in the head. I am here to tell you the good news, that there is the possibility of freedom from that absurdly limited sense of self. It is in the now that you become aware of your true identity. God, or love, is the essence of who you are. God is not an entity that somehow is in space and controls everything. God is the essence of your being. If you go deep enough, you find that essence. And the wonderful thing is that you don't need time for that. In fact, that's the one thing you don't need to know who you are. You can only know that now. And that arises in a state of consciousness that I call presence. That is a state in which thought can operate but is no longer compulsive. In order to truly know who you are beyond name and form, you need to enter the now. You can enter the now through a number of gates or portals. You can enter through your inner body. You can enter through stillness. And you can enter through non-resistance to what is. A gateway is simply an opening. You can't get good at walking through a gateway. You either walk through it or you don't. There are a number of gateways or entry points into the now. And in a sense, whichever gateway you use includes the others. To walk through a gateway into the energy field of the present moment, nothing needs to be added to who you are already. That's the beauty of it. And that's very strange to the mind. You mean that nothing needs to be added to this little me with its unsatisfying story? This me who hasn't quite made it yet? There's still so much that is not right with my life situation. How could it be true that nothing needs to be added? As I mentioned earlier, I'm not talking about adding something on the level of the person. You can add things on that level to your store of knowledge or expertise. You can learn a new language or learn to use the computer, or you can add an activity like learning to ski. They may be enjoyable, but you don't need them to fulfill yourself. And if you're no good at them, that's all right too. It doesn't really matter. But on a deeper level, as far as who you truly are, the amazing fact is that to be present, nothing needs to be added. This is not something to believe in, but something to realize as a liberating thing that affects your entire being. This realization is that the state of presence is already within you and is simply covered up by mental noise. And covered up also by the mind-created self that says, no, this is not true. I'm not enough yet. I need more of this or that for my identity. But you don't need more for your identity. You need more for other things, but not for who you are, the essence of your being.